on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. This evening I have with me Meg. So Chester almost did it again.
You never know when he's going to creep in.
Yeah, so that's true too. So all right, anyway, and we got Jana, Meg, Death by Gucci, and we have Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. Boy, Chester just gets in your head. You just can't get him out of there.
We were just talking about
it's like a virus.
Yeah, and you're right. You never know when he'll show up. So
he may surprise us.
Yeah, true. What's everybody up to?
Easter hangover.
Yeah, that's true.
Feels like I've been hiding Easter eggs all day.
I didn't have a lot of candy.
There is a ton of candy around here.
There's a ton of candy around here, but I haven't had any of it. So that's probably a good thing.
I'm going to go hide it from you now.
Yeah. Well, my boys
we
are...
Just...
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Did y'all do anything? I thought y'all were going to barbecue or something today.
No, I went over to my in-laws and we had dinner over there. Had ham and stuff like that. But we had a big Easter egg hunt at the church. I mean, there was like a whole field worth of eggs. I mean, kids, their baskets were burst to overflow and they started putting them in their pockets and everything else. And it was fun. It was a lot
of fun. That's awesome.
And then we had a small Easter egg hunt at my in-laws. So
yeah, I think that we've been on like three this weekend. So I'm about done with Easter.
Yep.
Yes. I'll be packing it away by the time we finish the show. So
yeah.
Well, and Zynga didn't do anything for Easter.
No, so they're Easter Grinches.
Yeah, we even gave them that idea to do like an Easter egg hunt in game where there was like, you know, you had to go find things in the game somewhere. Mm-hmm. That'd have been fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
I guess they have enough.
They could have done, I mean, they do a marketplace promotion for everything. Like if someone sneezes, they make a marketplace promotion out of it.
What year did we have the Thugs Bunny stuff?
That was two years ago.
That was the back in the day when you had the 4 hour, the 8 hour, and the 24 hour
job
that you had right. to do.
Yeah,
I miss those actually. Those were
fun. Those were fun.
But
Jinx. Yeah, it would be nice if they brought back some of the old stuff that kept us here,
or came up with some new stuff. I think we're getting tired of the copy and paste mastery event. The properties, like everything they do, the missions, the secret districts, it's all repeats. And it's kind of getting boring.
Yep.
I used to get excited to like make blog posts about this stuff. And now I'm just like, ugh. And I'll copy my old blog post and just change.
You're just copying and pasting.
So they were mixing it all up just by throwing in the VIP.
Yeah, the VIP was something new. And it did spark a lot of discussion and controversy.
Yep.
Well, I'm irritated. It's still not available to me. So
oh, yeah, you don't
I have no importance whatsoever.
But there is something peculiar about your account.
Well, what? I mean, like, I want to see somebody else's account is what I think I need to do.
Well, you still have mini packs, and you never got – you don't have the energy packs. And I'm wondering if there's some type of connection there.
I don't know. I mean, it took forever for my crack to safe to go away, too. And there's always been, like, little weird things like that. Yeah.
So maybe
but even when I had Zynga look at it other day, they said, okay, it should be there now. And then I'm like, okay, it's not. So
I think they got you off on that server located somewhere in someone's cubicle.
Yeah.
It's in the corner of someone's cubicle. You're the only one on that server.
And they just sit there and laugh. Let's give her a mini pack.
And then she's going to bug them and send emails till she gets it. And then when she gets it, she'll be like, oh, I don't want it.
But no, I'm not even the type to sit there and bug them too much because I have
nothing
going on. So I end up blowing it off and then therefore I lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, the stuff needs to be available to me to catch me when I am interested.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are saying that they're waiting because they want to see when the next loot update is. And if it's not within a month, they're not going to do it.
Right.
And I don't think I'll renew it. I'm not going to do it a second month if they don't update that loot.
Yeah,
as
well,
long as you remember.
But this gets to one of the questions that came up too, though, is, and this was a debate Jen and I had as I was editing the show, was about the reward point pay out or...
Oh, yeah, I made a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something we kind of take for granted that most people buy the reward points at a discount. And in some cases, most of us wait until the 50% discount option comes in to buy it.
How often do you see the 50% though?
It's like once a month.
Sometimes once twice. A month. That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
At least I went and checked, and it's been a pattern ever since November. There's been one or two a month. You know, there was two in November, and then there was two when we had that raining women or whatever it was.
Right.
And then also March Madness. So it's a pattern. So you can pretty much count on once a month them offering a 50% discount. And if and when that happens, then the reward points are cheaper. And I just never clarified that because I just assumed everybody waits till they're on sale.
But that's, I guess if you're not a spender and like me, I hardly ever see the 50%.
Well, even if you
never buy for under 40.
Yeah, even if you are a spender, the first time you buy them for 50% off, you're not going to ever buy them at full price again. You're going to go,
Full price is just ridiculous.
And no matter how much money you have, I mean, people aren't stupid with their money. I mean, some could argue for this game, but that's a personal opinion. But if you know within a month there's going to be a sale on reward points, you're probably going to wait. And then they make that redemption bonus too. So then you get even a greater amount. For $25, you can get 310 reward points with the game card redemption when it's at a 50% discount.
So that was your point with the math, though.
Yeah. And I just never said that. I just assumed that because that's what I was thinking. Everybody would know that.
Right. So I think we got a couple messages and
we were schooled.
Clarify.
We were definitely schooled. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I haven't had the option yet, so I might be more important, actually.
Yeah, maybe they got a special one lined up.
Yeah, maybe that's it, right.
Then there were some other questions and, I guess, points, and, you know, I don't know what the take on it is. You know, I mean, there's some people that are flat out, you know, I'm never going to spend any money on this game. That's not what I do. You know, I got to thinking about it, you know, even in my own personal life, I've bought video games for my children that are comparable in price to what Zynga's asking for participation in their game. And if a person chooses to spend their entertainment dollars like that, I mean, I don't see how you can turn around and bash people for that.
Right.
That's their choice.
Agree.
I agree. Yeah, okay. So now there's going to create, as we said in the last show, this kind of two-class system, the have and the have-nots, the pay and the pay-nots, whatever you want to call them. But I don't know, in my heart, I just can't understand how you can just bash a person for wanting to spend their entertainment dollars that way.
Well, who's bashed them?
Oh, there's always somebody that just says, I just can't believe someone would spend, you know, this on a game and, you know,
these
people are ridiculous. And, you know, and that's...
I like how Mark Pincus himself put it that night that I watched whatever show that was on NBC or something. But he said it was, you know, comparable to renting a movie, watching it, and returning it.
Yeah.
You've watched it, you've taken in what it had to offer. You don't have anything to hold on to later, but you know, that's why some people pay for the game. They're paying for a night out. Maybe they're not buying shots. Maybe they're not, you know, spending their money in different ways.
Right.
I get why you spend the money here. I really actually do. I just don't have it. That's pretty much my point. It's not that I don't wanna. I just don't have it.
Well, and there's many people that don't wanna, and even if they had it, they're not gonna spend it.
Right.
And they're entitled to that too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, it just depends on what you want to get out of this. And, you know, realistically, the game is still free.
There's
free elements
of
the game.
And there's tons of subscription games.
And there's tons of games that have a free version, and then they have a pay version. And the pay version has premium services. My boys
are they separated, though? Is it like...
No, it's the same game.
And they play it with the same people.
Yep.
They're not separated at all.
Nope. Okay. That's not every game, but many of them it is. I'm thinking of Pirates of the Caribbean was a game my boys played. My eldest son wanted an annual subscription. We paid for it. Well, he started getting special loot items and special weapons, and he can go above a certain level and all kinds of things. And
that
was a feature of being a full premium member. And so, you know, this is not an unheard of model. And the fact that many are chastising Zynga for heading down this path, it's, you know, I just don't get it. And I'm not here to, you know, beef
up. Has the game changed for anybody that since they have had it, have they noticed any sort of improvements or problems in the game?
I noticed my one run on the Assassinator when my loot scores went way up, and it was exciting and cool, and that's about the extent of it. And now that
happened once.
Yeah, you max out on that loot so fast because it drops really good on for fighting. And so then, you know, as with any time fight loot comes out or whatever, once your scores get bumped up to the maximum that they could be from that loot, you kind of get bored and you're over it. And I don't notice that I'm this big badass. I'm still losing. You know, my win-loss ratio is about the same. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm attacking minis, then it's 100%.
Attack the minis.
You know, that loot score, like we always say, it's not that significant. And this game is so focused on loot.
Yeah.
It can be significant if you're like Chester.
Right.
If you just have no loot.
Yeah.
That can make a difference if you're all skill and then you have nothing.
That's true. You know, but that's what families are supposed to be there for, to be able to gift up those people that don't get it. And, you know, there's a certain element of those people starting out in the game that don't have the stamina or energy to get the kind of loot that others that have been playing for a while can get in a very short amount of time. And again, that's where the gifting's supposed to come in, you know, trading.
Scripts ruined that, too. Abusive scripts ruined gifting.
Yeah.
Busting out the mini, the running repeat job in 15 windows
without
any delay, and all those server loads, that's kind of the core of why we're not seeing gifting or good giftable loot. Like, I know I don't have any of that job loot. I don't have enough energy to accumulate more than maybe 10 or 15 of each item.
Well, I remember the day when you'd get boosts as part of, you know, your fight and job runs. We don't get any of that anymore. Why? Because it was abused. You know, they shut it down.
Yeah, they made those energy boosts non-giftable.
Yep. So now you got nothing that you can't, you know, and in part of that was the trading community too. And the trading community was trading those boosts around. And unfortunately, the side effect of that is that there were people making money off of it.
And the cloning scripts, those put a lot of loads on the servers.
Yep.
That's a shame.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm not sure where it's all going. I mean, I still think the game's viable. I think there's things this group's doing to try to make it, beef it up and add some liveliness back to it again. I think there's, you know, some things.
There's hope.
Yeah. I mean, they use the term they want to clean it up a lot. And I think that's what a lot of players need and want. And the people that don't like that are a different group of people that do like it, because there's two sides.
They're the ones that are going to be in trouble.
Well, unfortunately, the idea of cleaning it up comes with its own problems too. Because remember, you know, there was a cleaning up session in the community that, you know, was not any big secret, and it reduced about 100,000 accounts out of the community. Well, where's your daily active players go when there's 100,000 accounts disappear? You know, so the idea now of, you know, the
cut in half,
they want to clean up some of these accounts that have been sold around and that kind of stuff. I mean,
and what is the percentage of that, would you say? Is there any sort of telling how many of those accounts were sold?
I don't.
And is it too late for me? No.
Yeah.
I think it would be a bad time to try to sell your account. It'd
be a bad time to buy one for sure.
But there were a group of accounts that were banned, and the reason was because they were sold.
And they were trumped up accounts too, right?
Yeah.
Like they were
big ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was trying to think of the word, but I can't find it.
Big?
Yeah, big.
Ginormous.
That's what she said.
Glitched of something.
Oh yeah, you know, injected. And there's been injected accounts, there's been glitched accounts, you know, just a fluke and an account got glitched. You know, although I don't know if they're hunting those down, but their big thing is
those are the accounts I want them to hunt down.
Yeah. They're buying accounts that other people made or sold or whatever.
Or people that have just turned around and said, I'm done with the game and I'm going to go ahead and leave. And hey, look, let me see if I can squeeze out a little bit of money for all the effort and time and energy I put in, you know.
But it's just as wrong for me to give my account away. I mean, that's against terms of service just as well as selling it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
If I want to quit the game, it's just over.
Yes.
And I did ask them because I had this question brought up a lot. A lot of people, when they go on vacation or can't play Mafia Wars for a day or a week or whatever, they ask their friends or their family members to play their account for them. That happens all the time. And I've been asked by a lot of people, is this considered something bad and against the terms of service?
And did they answer you?
They're looking into that. It's a gray area.
Right.
And I don't know what else I could really say about it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, even if they added like a vacation mode or something like that, that you wouldn't be attacked or something like that, it still wouldn't do any of your crafting.
Yeah, you're not
or other
get
things
to...
that you really yeah. want to do when you're on vacation and you don't have a chance to get to a machine.
You're not going through your stamina, your energy.
Yep.
I'm glad I'm not that obsessed about it.
Oh, thank God, I'm not either. Because I've made it through a few vacations.
Yeah, I've gone a few times without playing, and it didn't bother me really. Hmm.
It's getting easier, huh?
But I know this happens a lot because a lot of people are totally obsessed with, you know, they don't want to miss crafting,
there's
energy, family progression bonuses.
Completing a mission or whatever, you know.
Upgrading their properties.
Mm-hmm. I can ask for parts in 2 more hours. Somebody help me.
Yeah, that's right. We got a new property.
The Demolition Lab. Last time. Are you done, Jen?
No, it's harder this time.
And why
I don't know. It's bugging me. Usually, like last time, I got up there in a couple days, and I don't, you know, nothing's changed. The limits are still the same where you can help 10 individual parts, 10 any parts every 8 hours. You can collect 4 from the feeds. You can request every
what
8 hours.
What level are you at?
Like 10.
Wow, that's pretty good, though. I mean, you've got 11 days, I think. 12 days left.
Yeah, but last time it was a lot faster. Oh, I know why. Because I used some reward points.
Uh-huh. Okay, there you go.
But yeah.
I'm on level 5, so if I'm halfway there to where you're at, then I'm going to be okay.
And Mike Nestor got to level 7 the first time he requested stuff.
And was
like, his mafia's that responsive.
See, and that's a factor, too, is if people aren't responding, then you're not going to get up there.
Unless he's one of those people with 200 minis and he's just not telling
us. And he is. You know it. He's the rebel man.
No, I do know people that have like 300 minis.
That's yeah. just insane. I don't know how you can possibly find the time of the day. Yep.
But nothing's changed from the last property except, and I don't like this because on the, what was the last one called? They all blurred. The
Shamrock Pub.
Oh, no, the Shamrock Pub. They lowered the number of parts needed to 471, and they made a point, you know, to bring that up and let us know we're making it easier. And this time around, they increased it, and they lowered the timer. Like, the last time we needed 471 parts, and we have 15 days. Well, now we need 623 parts, and we have 14 days.
Well, we also don't have an even distribution of parts needed for each of the individual levels.
Oh, yeah, because that was a change, too, from the last time. It was even across the board.
Right, so if you were on level 6, let's say, and you needed 10 parts across the board in each of the different category, where now it's like 10, 11, 10.
The middle one, the galvanized steel, that one you need more.
Right.
And this one totally mimics the Cage Fight Arena. With the exception of that, the requests are a lot different now. Because with the Cage Fight Arena, we could ask for them as many mm-hmm. times as we wanted.
And Cage Fight Arena. It sounds like the Macarena.
Hi.
Hi.
Is there any stop Cage Fight Arena to this? When are we stopping this?
I don't know. We have
never. Till the day people don't do it anymore.
Yeah. You know, they should be able to be creative enough to think of a feature that would require spam that we would like. Like, even the poker. I kind of liked it better when the poker cards were in the news feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And you could help everybody. If they would let us help everybody, these properties wouldn't be that bad. And I don't understand, they would still get the same number of clicks. Are they really going for that, you know, metrics DAU bump? And if they are, then why did they fix the requests? Because there's no need to do a whole bunch of minis now. Unless you have 300, obviously, it's going to help you. But if you have 4 minis, it's going to give you 4 parts every 8 hours. That's not even worth logging into it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, what a pain.
But I'm even to the point now where, like, I'm not done with this one, and I wonder if I'll finish it in time, and I'm not really that concerned.
That was my last go around.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, the loot item, the Demolition Woman, she gives +5 energy, Well, so does the Assassin's Academy. So now they're repeating the special abilities. So who cares if you don't build this one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would care just because of the fact that I'd have one property that's not upgraded and everyone else's. But
and you still like to have one of each thing, too.
No, I don't really do that anymore, either.
Okay, good.
That got too hard to keep up with.
I gave up on that, too.
Yeah, they refresh the loot too much to try to collect anything. And speaking of loot and collections and all that, back in the day, remember like in the marketplace when there was a new loot item, it would have a funny description?
Mm-hmm.
And they had some good ones throughout the years. Like, well, they've made us laugh a few times. And who's ever doing it now, they're not funny. And they use, like, throwback. Like, I forget the one. It was, like, it ended something and then it said, not. Mm. Like, nobody says that anymore.
Is that, like, the mission event, Stillwaters? Water, water everywhere. It's time to strike liquid gold.
Yeah. Like, they're not.
Whoa. Is this like, I was thinking like Mad Max and where there's like no water to be found anywhere. You know, so it's like liquid gold. Never mind. I don't know. Just
I don't know.
But they're a dry sense of humor. And maybe it's a trivial thing with all the things going on that really need to be addressed. But they could even let the community describe them.
Yeah.
Like, I had the funniest comment on my blog. There's an item called, it was one of the collections items, and it was called Impact Shorts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
And it had, like, a, you know, it's big protection over the crotch region. And their description, you could have made a million funny things about this.
Uh-huh.
And then Zynga says, falling short of victory, ... not. No even explanation point after not, just a period. And then somebody left a comment that they would have described it by saying, the protection provided is totally nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, that would have been funny. This is probably something too trivial to even talk about on the show. But
no, I just don't. I don't even get why they like use this sort of loot. Like, they're really reaching for things.
No, the impact shorts are cool.
Oh,
if they weren't 46 reward points, I would have bought one.
Of course you would have.
But I would like to see some more creativity there. And maybe the cultural differences, like things aren't the same funny. I don't know.
Wow.
Maybe
they don't have that much control to change it culturally.
Oh, and we do need to bring up something else. And didn't want to talk about this on my blog. I turned the comments off, but it is something that needs to be addressed because there was a loot item and it was totally taken out of the game and it was replaced by something else. And it was just really bad timing on Zynga's part, but there was a loot item called the Bulletproof Hoodie. And based on what's going on with the Trayvon Martin, I don't know if people not in America know this case, but
pretty much you have to know what's going on with this case.
Yeah.
People do. I think it's pretty open in the media.
Yeah. So it just, a lot of people took to commenting about this and the timing was in poor taste and they did change it. So I was glad to see that. So it was replaced with something called a Kendo Tar and it has better stats, if that's any consolation.
Now, was this just a coincidence that they were using this item in the first place?
Oh,
or was
I'm
it
sure
actually
it
made to
no,
resemble
I'm
this
sure
actual incident?
I'm sure it was a coincidence. Because if they did that intentionally, then they wouldn't have removed it.
Yeah.
They would have had
unless
to know.
Unless they were pressured.
They were making a political statement.
That's what I wondered.
No,
if there was
I don't
a statement
think
here, like if you had a bulletproof hoodie or, you know, I don't
yeah
know.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think, you know, their graphic designers probably work up hundreds of different images for the mm-hmm game that get decided on at some point to get added. And
well,
it was
before
probably
this
scheduled and ready to go into queue, and then all of a sudden it hit, and, you know, it was just
and
oversight.
It was probably pointed out enough that they decided to pull
yeah
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's my speculation. I don't think, you know, they would have deliberately
I don't
done
think
it
they would have intentionally done that either.
Well, because it's, yeah, it's heavy.
Well, it just serves no purpose, and it's not funny. It's not
there's nothing funny at all about it. It's
yeah. It's sad. It's
a horrible,
tragic
horrible story.
Yeah.
And they've in the past, I mean, you know, they've been very good about doing the social thing with regard to, you know, like the Japanese fans and
the even in state, the hurricane relief.
Yeah, the hurricane relief.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of stuff.
Which is one thing I've always really liked that Zynga has done. One thing that I always will give them credit for is stepping up at times like that is important to me.
And the fact that they removed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if you did buy one, it's something else now.
Oh, so it, yeah, you didn't even get to keep it. Okay.
No, it got
like the Raven achievements. Okay.
Yeah. We have a lot of issues to talk about tonight.
We'll always have issues with the Raven because I still have an achievement that sits untapped because
we're
I can't
not
going to
get over the Raven.
Chance.
You know, speaking of you're saying how people get blasted for spending money, someone like made a comment to me that, well, you just have it because you bought it. And I'm like, damn right, best 30 reward points I ever spent. Because I'm like one of the only ones that doesn't have to worry about this Raven coming back.
Yep.
But see, I'm surprised they didn't take it from you.
Like, why? I earned it. I bought and paid for that achievement. But they need to either pull that or bring the Raven back. That's a no-brainer. If you're going to offer an achievement that's unattainable, then get rid of it. They got rid of the 100 one.
Yeah.
And I don't see why they can't get rid of the 10 if they're going to refuse to bring it back. It's not fair to all players. It's kind of cool to those of us who have it, but
I'm surprised they didn't just
see
the whole
unfairness
thing
once. Yeah.
If you're taking part of it, unless you actually
Well, and the whole concept
fit.
Of that boss fight was stupid. Nobody liked it. You have 8 hours to farm as much ammo as you can, but the drop rate sucks. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah,
wait,
I had decided against him.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of the idea, but when you can't have something, you're irritated about it, like the VIP program. I want my options. I want to say I chose not to take it.
But that is one thing I would like to push in the pack, is they need to address that and do something about it. It would be so easy just to remove it and make everybody happy. It would be a little bit more difficult to bring back the Raven, but it's causing a lot more heartache to just ignore it and leave people guessing, will they ever have a chance to get the Raven? You know, and obviously some people get it by going to customer support.
Still?
Yeah, some people have the one where you had to do them 100 times.
Huh. Maybe I'll try that later. See what happens. I never have much luck with customer service. I've never been one of those people that got gifted and rewarded.
Yeah, the only thing they ever give me is like refills, and I never check before, and I never need them. I'm like, oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I already had full stamina, but have at
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. Great.
Or like I love 200 point experience points from leveling.
Perfect.
But that's really how it should be. I don't think they should compensate people unless it's due to some financial thing.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's why it bugs me to know that everybody gets so much when
there's abusers of that system.
Because, you shouldn't be like that. Assets. So anything going on, Pete? We've kind of been all over the place, but I guess I should ask.
The only thing that I will mention is that we did update the property manager to include the new property, the demolition.
Oh, good.
Whatever it is.
Lab,
which we're still trying to figure out what the actual lab does. Because it looks like it makes cars.
We demolish cars.
Didn't I ask you guys that today? Like, wouldn't it blow itself up if it was a lab? Yeah. Where are they putting off these bombs at?
I was trying to figure that out, but it's like they've got a vehicle. I get the landmine.
Well, maybe like a demolition derby lab or something.
A fusion bomb, but where's the car coming into play? I don't get that quite.
Yeah, because it is a garage-looking thing.
Yeah, looks like Chop Shop. Anyway, that's it.
So, Jen, how's Blogland this week?
We talked about everything.
Good.
Not a whole lot going on. What?
New?
Else? No, not really. We did the property. They brought those stupid group sale items back.
Yeah, which do people participate in?
No, they never make it past silver. So I don't know why they brought them back. If they want to do this and have it be successful, they need to lower the number that need to be purchased. We're not a game of 28 million anymore. Mm-mm. So, if you're trying to sell a product by saying it's going to get better, but everybody knows that that's not true, it just makes them look foolish, in my opinion. But they might be laughing all the way to the bank going, well, we might look dumb, but those people that buy the first 4,000 of them for 15 reward points are pumping us up. So who knows?
Well, and I wonder how many people are buying into those family, the family.
Oh God, that's an even worse one. The family bargain.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about the
group sale.
Oh, okay.
Where if, you know, X number of people buy this item, the stats will increase. Mm-hmm. The family bargain is like if you buy 100, if your family buys 100 of this item, you'll get a skill point. Like, woohoo, you can go buy +6 from your weapons depot or +20 from the zoo if you want health. So it's like a gimmick, but, you know, we are smart players. So we're going to see, like, what's the better deal?
You would think so, right?
Yeah, but I just feel like it insults most people's intelligence when they do stuff like that. But there, who knows? Maybe there's a surplus of naive people that don't know any better and think, oh, wow, if I buy this, my family will get skill points.
And everybody will love me.
Yeah. And, you know, those people that do max out on their loot, that would be a nice thing for them to do to buy 400 so everyone in their family gets 10 skill points.
Something sweet.
But, yeah, it's just kind of gimmicky.
That would just be rare to be in that position.
Like, if you want us to spend our reward points, offer us something that's worth it.
Yeah.
Like the VIP. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't buy it with reward points.
I know.
Yeah. Well, anything else anybody got?
I don't think so.
You got a shout out, Pete?
I'm just going to say happy Easter because this is the day we're recording.
Yep.
And so happy Easter to everybody.
Because we are stuffed.
Yeah.
So your shout out is to the Easter Bunny?
To the Easter Bunny. I am the Easter Bunny.
That was my shout out. You stole it.
Well, let's give it a let's yeah, give
but
the
see,
bunny
I got
shout.
It first, so I win. And I get the big pot of warm nothing
eggs.
Something. What was it?
Get a chocolate peep.
What was that, Jen? The big pot of
oh, what
warm,
Martin said. That was my shout out.
Big warm no nothing or something like that.
Oh, what did he say? Martin came up with the best saying. He said, if you're first to do something on the internet, you get a big hot bowl of warm nothing. No, I think I'm saying it wrong. I'm going to go find it. It was very clever and witty. Martin's pretty funny, though.
He is pretty funny.
He has a dry sense of humor.
He could write for Zynga.
Yeah, he could do the loot descriptions. So, here it is. Okay. Martin said a good saying today that made us all laugh. He said, being first on the internet gives you a big warm bowl of nothing that matters.
Wow, yummy. Makes you kind of hungry.
Because there's always these debates of who came up with something first. And it's really hard to keep track of.
I'm guessing we can call it a wrap.
I'm thinking.
Let's do that.
I think we're better.
Let's do it. It's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brand new one.